Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. The results of a toxicology test show that the driver of a pickup truck involved in a deadly crash that claimed the lives of four people on August 10th was under the influence of a controlled substance at the time of the crash. 40-year-old Daniel Morris was behind the wheel of the truck headed westbound with seven passengers in the vehicle when he lost control and the vehicle left the roadway. Morris, along with Alicia Summerfield, Savannah Ramirez, and Judy Martin, all died in the collision, and four other passengers sustained major injuries. The group was returning from a day at Ruth Lake. Barely open, the controversial Martin Slough project is still stirring up dust. A drilling company abandoning the project this summer is saying now that all it wanted was to be fairly paid for its work. The company, Apex Directional Drilling, said it left the project because of misleading information about the soil. They blamed local engineers, SHN Engineering, for misrepresenting the type of soil they would be working with. And now the drilling company is saying that it could have completed the project if the city of Eureka would have been willing to pay them the extra money that would have been required to do it. The company president said the city had spent $4 million to hire another contractor to finish the job Apex had started. And so the dispute over Martin Slough is continuing. Life is not getting any easier for the firefighters in northern Humboldt County. Chief of the Arcata Fire District said his firefighters are dealing with the effects of the drought just as firefighters are in inland parts of the state. Cowan said that just this week, for example, his staff was called to vegetation fires, two of them in the community forest of Arcata. They were ignited, he said, by campers.
We recognize even in places like Arcata and McKinleyville, we don't think of them as being unusually prone to fires, and yet they are far drier than we've seen them before. And we had a fire Saturday morning, I believe it was, involving a stolen vehicle that was torched and then pushed off a hillside. Well, that moved up the hillside literally within eyesight of the wave slope on the beach. And that's moving up a hillside and threatening people's homes.
Desmond Cowan warns against the thinking that cooler temperatures in the Arcata-McKinleyville region are making life easier for firefighters there. He was a guest on Talk Shop. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office is looking for a stolen all-terrain vehicle, their own. The ATV was stolen from the Sheriff's Office, Ronerville Farm in Fortuna. The Yamaha Rhino is camouflage in color. Somebody cut the lock to a shed to steal the ATV sometime Wednesday into Thursday. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to the news at KINS News and Information. The folks at the Humboldt County Visitors Bureau are excited about an 8-page magazine spread featuring Humboldt County. The spread appears in the prestigious Sunset magazine. Executive Director Tony Smither said in a statement that we couldn't be more thrilled with the coverage, and I'm proud that our staff was able to get the story off the ground. The writers and editors for Sunset magazine spent a few days exploring Humboldt County, and it's estimated that the spread in the magazine is worth nearly $2 million in regular advertising in a similar publication. Smithers added that the Sunset magazine writer had captured the area in a way that no other writer has so far. So congratulations to Humboldt County for its appearance in the prestigious Sunset magazine. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.